Hallelujah. We're just going to lift up prayer right now. Hallelujah. To our great and awesome God. I tell you, when you can go to God in prayer, there should be joy in your heart because you know you are talking to someone who loves you. First and foremost, somebody that's always got time for you. God never shuts his door and says, no, come back later. God never says, you're coming to me again? Didn't you just come to me a couple of minutes ago or yesterday? No, God always wants us to come to him. Hallelujah. And reminding myself of the word preached by Pastor Toby, hallelujah, we are to pray without ceasing. We'd always want to come before the Lord and ask him that which is on our hearts. The Bible says, make your request known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will rule and guard your hearts in Christ Jesus. And so we're so grateful for the opportunity to come to God. So grateful, hallelujah, that we have a tongue and a mouthpiece, hallelujah, for vocal cords to be able to be heard and to be able to make our requests known unto God. Hallelujah. We would be official if we did not take first the opportunity to thank him and to recognize his greatness. We're not just talking to somebody down the street or around the corner. We're not talking to somebody small like the mayor or the governor or the president. We're talking to the one who sits high and looks low, and the one who is called the Ancient of Days, because he has no beginning and he has no end. We're talking to the one that made everything that is in our nature today. Hallelujah. The one that knows everything. Hallelujah. That we will ever know. Hallelujah. The one that they say is omnipresent everywhere at the same time. The one who is omniscient, all-knowing, hallelujah. The one that is omnipotent, hallelujah, all-powerful, all-almighty, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just adore you today. God, we just love you today. Hallelujah. God, we recognize your greatness because if we take our minds and stretch it to the farthest most possible way it could be stretched, we would still not be able to understand your awesomeness. Still not be able to understand your greatness, all the power that you hold, your magnificence, your majesty, is far beyond our comprehension, God. Hallelujah. And God, to think that you love us, oh Lord, that you love us, that you gave yourself, wrapped yourself up in a human body, born through a virgin named Mary, came into the life, the people of Nazareth, hallelujah, first born in Bethlehem, but raised in Nazareth, and then at the age of 30 began a public ministry to let the people know that there is hope for their tomorrow. There is hope yet for their today because his name is Jesus, and he came to die for our sin and to give us a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thank you today. Oh, we adore you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we reverence your presence in this place, God. Oh, God, we're so thankful. Hallelujah. That you love us and that you care for us, God. You would have done enough, Lord Jesus, if you just died at Calvary and you didn't do no more. But, God, because you love us so, you live in our todays and you plan our tomorrows and our yesterdays. Day when we made the mistakes of God, you've taken it all and you cast it as far as the east is from the west. said, he told us, don't worry about the things that happened in your yesterday, because I've got yesterday under control too. Oh, God, you're so awesome, so wonderful. We love you so very much. Oh, God, you've heard our petitions. You know, God, what it is that we stand in need of. God, you know the desires that are on our hearts. But I read somewhere in your word that if we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our hearts. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we surely delight ourselves in you. Oh, God, you are our joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, God, hallelujah. You are our peace that surpasses all understanding, that rules and guards our hearts in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, you are the miracle worker in our lives. You're the one that brings divine health to us. When the doctors say we should be dead, oh, God, the doctors may say we don't understand how you are alive. But, God, you are the miracle worker in our lives. Oh, God, we're so grateful to you today. So grateful to you, God. God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would bless Minister Carolyn. Hallelujah. Bless her, Lord God. Hallelujah. With blessings from on high. Not the blessings here on this side, but the blessings from heaven. Rain down upon her, Lord God. Great and abundant blessings, Lord God. Oh, not cheap blessings, Lord God. The blessings that you bless your children with. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Blessed that you would take care of every one of her needs according to your riches and glory. By Christ Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. That you would bless her family, Lord God. We speak salvation. We declare and decree it for her entire family. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. That you would send your messages from the north, south, east, and west to declare, Lord God, that you are Lord to those unsaved family members, Lord God. Give them a fresh word, hallelujah, in this season, Lord God. Let them hear what they've never been able to hear before. And make that life change so that they won't decide anymore to live for the devil. But that they will give their lives to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, as Minister Carolyn is in school, Lord God, furthering, pursuing, Lord God, her degree. Master, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would raise yourself up high and mighty in her thought processes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even God, as you teach word, one even like me, Lord God. Oh, God, raise up high in the woman of God. Hallelujah. And show her the things that she needs to know, God. Hallelujah. Give her your favor in the eyes of all, Lord God. That's the open doors that cannot be shut. And the doors that don't need to be opened, God, close them so that no man can open them. And God, have your way in her life. Hallelujah. Have your way in her finances. Have your way, Lord God, in her home, in her business, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, get the glory. Hallelujah. The honor and the praise. God, we ask for your covering over our son Toby while he is down there in Florida. Lord God, you know where he is. God, we speak your hedge of protection around him by day and by night. God, that you would just keep all hurt harm and danger away from him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That God, you would get the glory for it, the honor, the praise. Touch him now, Lord God. Draw him by your Holy Ghost power closer to you in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mr. Carolyn, close us out in prayer.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Faith of God, never be afraid to let go of the control. Never be afraid to let go of the reins and just stop for a moment. Pause was one of the parts to a series message, hallelujah, that was done, hallelujah, quite a few weeks back. Pause. It's important to pause. Pause and hear God. Don't be so quick to move. Just pause. Hallelujah.
Let God speak to you. When you run on, you don't give God a chance to talk. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. As Minister Carolyn continues to play, praise God, I'm going to read the scriptures. Hallelujah. That we want you to draw your attention toward today. Hallelujah. As our own Pastor Toby Walter Gray will be bringing us the word today. First scripture is Psalm 51. Psalm 51, verses 10 and 11. Hallelujah. Verses 10 and 11. And the word of God reads, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. In the old King James, it will say, and renew a right spirit in me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Praise our God. Hallelujah. That is a prayer that this ministry will have for the remainder of this week. Create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. And don't cast me away from your presence. My God. Don't take your presence from me. And the next reading will come from 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Praise our Lord. Verse 14. Again, that's 2 Timothy 1, verse 14. And the word reads, that good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. I'll read that again. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as the Lord releases Minister Carolyn in our praise and worship before our man of God, our pastor, comes forth and brings the word of God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Nothing less. Thank you, God. Now with great joy, hallelujah, joy in my heart, we come to the time in our worship service where the man of God is coming forth to bring to us the word of the Lord. We thank God. Thank God for his presence in this place. Thank God that the word spoken to us is going to bless us and heal places on the inside and take us to where we need to be for this week. And that the way we were when we came in this place, already I know I'm not the same way now. Hallelujah. We will be changed in him. Hallelujah. We will be better. Hallelujah. For the time spent in worship. Let me present the man of God who I've shared a life with for almost 20 years. Pastor Toby Walter Ray. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
You know, you hear that expression, I'm having one of them days.
Hallelujah.
I'm having one of them days.
Hallelujah.
And it's not like the days that they talk about in the world. Or I hear people talking from a negative vantage point. I'm having one of those days. But I'm having one of those days when the Holy Spirit's resting on me so heavy, my knees. You know, when I was up there singing, and I was trying to sing, I couldn't get a word out. I had backup. Backed up from the pulpit because God was in force. He was doing something, you know, and like we always say, God is doing something. But everybody acts in his name, and he said, like she said, acts. The words of this song, do one line. It shall be given. And I used to think, okay, why he ain't give me this and why he ain't give me that? But he's giving you everything. See, we kind of like got this thing a little twisted about God's giving. First of all, he gave me the most precious gift you could ever receive. First and foremost, he gave you life.
Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ain't nothing, I didn't go to the corner store. They don't have it in the Lion's place over across the street. I got a name for it every time, got a different name. I called the Lion's place. I said, you know where the Lion is. The Lion joint. That place where they say the lion needs to get his food. I'll make up a name there. I got a thing where if I can't remember a name, I'll keep on sputtering something and lame with it, and it'll come. My kids, they get a kick out of me. That I say, you know, Willie, you know, Willie, you know what I'm talking about. And then finally say, boom, it'll come. Then Deborah was riding down the street. Oh, we were getting up this morning, and we were trying to think about the extended stay hotel. We stayed at extended stay. You remember, Timmy, before we moved into that sand. It was on the hill. I know that.
The house we had fire.
Yeah, Lord. No, we were staying in extended stay, but the point was in this. This is what I meant. I think I'm not going to get it trying to go through my little thing where I work my memory out. We couldn't remember the street it was on. We kept saying, man of war. And I forgot I had this phone. Get in and talking to the phone to bring it up. And when I was getting ready to say it, in Richmond Road, Deb said, yeah, that's a long road, ain't it? There's so much on that Richmond Road. And I was doing one of the times when we got evicted. Or we got out of the hotel.
No, that same
hotel. Right. And to that hotel, before we found another place, I can tell you, it said that the foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of God doesn't have a place to rest his head. That was questioned this morning in our living room. In that big room in the front of the house, you know, that kitchen / dining room / TV room / you know, that room. And we were discussing that, and we said, wow, we remember we stayed there for a good month, and then we made home up in that place. Had my computer. I was going to work from there, getting my houses, going out to doing expensive inspections. When Deborah got a job teaching, she would go, but she didn't get many. Well, we were taking Timmy to school. That was the year he was homeschooled. Right, she was homeschooled. Right, that was that year. I'm not going to get into the year because I'm not going to try to remember that year. But what I'm trying to say is, we take for granted what God is actually doing in our life. We take it as time. But if you realize the spirit that you got in you called life, and you look around you and you see people almost out of this life, suffering immensely because of someone's report, suffering because they chose fear over faith. And as a result of that, they're losing their lives. Now, God said in a part of his word, in order to receive me, you have to lose your life. He said, those who reject me, He said, to receive me in totality, unwhole, I'm just trying to make this clear, but I'm not using the term in the Bible. Maybe I should go there. He said, in order, you have to lose your life to receive me. And those who will lose it. And those who lose their life, those are the ones that he's going to say, that's the one that's going to gain. So we gain from receiving from the Lord. We got to get this story straight. We know the salvation story. It's to some extent. Because if we knew it to its fullest extent, we'd be like my buddy, Stephen. Stephen was, he was mad. That's in the book of 7th chapter of Acts. When he told the Pharisees after, he said, you know y'all killed Jesus. I mean, in so many words, he said, y'all killed Jesus. And man, that got the people incensed. And while he was telling them that, they went up to commit. Let me read this and make it real plain. It's in the book of Acts 8. 7:54, excuse me, when he was martyred, because all the virtue was gone. Everybody was angry. They were angry at God because they had rebelled against God. People of Israel rebelled against God around that time. They resisted the Holy Spirit. I think that lines up with blasphemy to the Holy Spirit. When you resist it. I know somebody personally, and I say, Lord, if you only know I'm praying for him to come out of that mindset. He said, in order to keep getting his money, he don't want you to pray on it. He don't want you to pray healing. He said, I want no healing to come, but I got to get my money. You know, I like my money. What is wrong with that person? Every time I hear him say it, you know, I'm like cringe. After all that God has done to you in your life up to this point, and he kept you, how could you not want to go all the way healed? Because, see, when you get healed completely or delivered from infirmity, sickness, illness, physical or spiritual, when you get delivered or that removed from your being, you're free.
Amen.
You're free to receive what God got for you that he couldn't give to you because you was in fear.
Yeah.
I heard this pastor this morning talking about that, but that's not what I'm going to preach on. He was in another vein. But I heard that and it made good sense to me. I said, wow. He said, I'll do anything. He says, anything you ask. Acts, as she said. So that lines up. The song we sing. As we lift our hands and we lift our hearts, we offer up this praise unto your name. Because when you praise God, you open yourself up to receive from praising him. If I say, Debbie, you are beautiful. Oh, man, Cal, you are the best I've never seen about in a keyboard player like you and sing like you and get up and testify like you and then on top of that, preach like you.
That's right.
And then love people all around you in spite of how they treat you. That should make you say, you're nice. Thank you. It'll give you a feeling of, you know, compliance or a feeling of joy, a feeling of, acceptance.
Yes.
True acceptance, not that.
Right.
Get with me, you know.
Right,
we going places. No.
Right.
The Holy Ghost will take me wherever I need to go, and I've come to accept that, and I see it in my everyday walk. I remember. I'm gonna tell y'all. Y'all knew my legs used to hurt, but y'all didn't know how bad my back was hurting. And it was like a continuation from top to bottom. And I was saying, man of God, I believe God. Why am I going through this? Okay. Little did I know, God had his plan from before my legs even started hurting to bring me in contact with some people in the medical field that can relieve me of that pain and then tell me something that would spark in me a spirit to say, I'm not going to stay like this. I'm going to get myself better.
That's it.
So When someone tells you to be kind and show kindness towards you,
yes.
You feel beloved.
Yes.
You feel accepted. You feel, you know. But when someone tells you opposite of that,
my Lord,
you feel rejected.
That's right.
And I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Tough Louie from Gollamoo. Gangster from way down yonder. An Italian mob boss. You're gonna be mad. You ain't gonna be right. It don't matter how tough you are. When you reject it, you feel betrayed. You feel left out. You feel alone. And I hear people say, "Leave me alone." No, you don't really mean that.
My Lord.
Leave me alone. Maybe you mean to stop telling me what you're saying because
right.
It's bothering my senses.
Right, right.
So I need a little time to get myself together. But don't leave me alone now, for real.
Because
if you leave me alone, then I'm going to be basking in that feeling and I'm going to be looking for a way out of that feeling and it's not going to come because I said, leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
God is an ever-present help to those who what? In the time of trouble, in the time of need, to those who praise him, to those who acknowledge him as who he is, and they humble themselves before him, when they hear the sounds of Zion, they get low.
Hallelujah.
They don't try to jump over the top of it.
Yes.
It's like three good singers, three high-level singers singing, and they get the going, and one of them, yee-hee! Another one gets the, yee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee! And then one gets the last one gets on there. They be trying to get over each other.
Oh, my Lord.
But they don't realize that if they let one do it
right. And
follow them in tune,
right. Instead
of trying to talk, get loud as they are,
because
half the time you can't understand what they're saying when all three of them are. You get a Patti LaBelle, or Kiki Shard, or one of the Clark sisters. What is her name? That Clark sister that can blow up. Wow. Her, and then you go get my girl, Jennifer Holliday. Wow. Don't put them on the stage at the same time.
Uh-huh.
No, that ain't a good idea. You know, I figure when concert promoters and them put things together, they think about them. You know, I've been to a place where I've seen some of the greatest, the Delphonics back in the day, the Stylistics, Bet You By Golly Wild, and the other ones, you know, the Delphonics, you know, if you don't know me now, you'll never know.
Yeah, yeah. I have
that's how I remember. But the Delphonics was Bet You By Golly Wild.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I'm trying to say, I'm using these worldly songs to point out, there was a show where all of them were on there. Half of them didn't show up. Because they know that one of them is going to try to outdo the other and the other.
Right.
And you want to go on first. And you don't want to be outdone by one. And it can get crazy. So half of them didn't show up. You know, and guess who the promoter was? Puffy Coons. That was the time when all them people got crushed in the riot. I was up there. Something in my spirit, I don't know. I wasn't dealing with God as I'm dealing with now. Somebody told me to get out of there. I got out the line, I started walking around. I said, anybody want to buy a set of tickets? Boy, I want to see that show bad. Come to find out, they were shooting in there. People was running, trying to get away from the shooting. And as a result, people got crushed to death. Puppy went to court for that. I don't know how he paid his way out of it, but he got out of it. And showed him, I said, he got out of it. He didn't get no charges in. So they paid up and paid the people, whatever. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, I'm going all around and I'm trying to point out, when you accept it,
yes. It's
a feeling. It's a good feeling. So first of all, we want to be accepted.
Yes.
So let me pray and open this up. Acceptance from God himself that I can do this without any reprisal. by faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the glorious and the high and lifted one. You are the acceptor of all good things, and you are the doer and the giver of all good things. You are the joy that I reach out for every day. You are the joy, hallelujah, of all joy. You are the high and lifted up one. You are the one who gives us life, and you don't just give us a little bit. You give us abundant life, more life than we can ever think of or imagine. You are the one in the heaven who dominates and seeks, looks down at the earth as a small pea, and you orchestrate all the life forms coming and going. You saw fit to make man in your image and likeness and not animals, because you know man had something in him as he was created called reasoning. And you know that he would reason with your spirit in the days to come. But as I was talking about the people of Israel, they rejected God. Even after all they did, even after crossing through the sea, the Dead Sea, or the Mediterranean, or one of them oceans, one of those seas, even after the fiery tower kept the people of Pharaoh away from him, and Pharaoh himself away from him. Hallelujah. Even when they were so hungry they were ready to kill, and you rained down manna from heaven. You see, God is so mindful of us that sometimes we can't even see the gloriousness of his giving and the weight that it carries to be in his favor. So God, in the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer, and I pray it with earnestness. God, if none of the times that I spoke of you on this altar, please, Lord, please use me and make this evident so that we can make the next initial step toward your throne of grace.
Hallelujah.
To your presence, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We seek you, we desire you, we love you.
Yes,
we know we have to call heaven down to this earth, and you will lift us back into the heavens. But see, we got to have a desire. And God, that's what I'm asking for, your desire right now, to call on you, to draw down your Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And make what I say evident. Put it together in a codicil or a catechism, a teaching that will make sense to the youngest and the oldest. And have us go out of here never the same, not near the same, as we were when we walked through the door. I opened up both doors, Lord, because I don't want you to have any problems coming in here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The windows are open because we want the light of your light to fly or shine on all of us. God, I'm true. I'm really mean what I'm saying. I think you know it. Matter of fact, I know you know it. Rain your anointing down, God. Anoint. You said, ask. I'm asking you, Lord. I'm asking you to all earnest in my heart. As my wife gave an exhortation, she was calling on the Spirit of God. Timmy playing the drums with gift and skill, none like I've heard him before. Being ministered to by Minister Cowan. My God. What more can we ask, Lord? Now we done set the atmosphere. Have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. In your name, Jesus, we pray.
Jesus.
And say amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not going to say if I would give this message a title, because the title was set 1 week ago today. Matter of fact, a little less than a week ago, my cousin talked to the phone And she said these words, went through me like fire. I hit me so bad I almost couldn't talk back to her. Because she was talking so fast. But she said this, and this is the exact. Lord, help my mind. She said, you can't do nothing. Presence of the Holy Spirit. You can't do, and you can't make nothing. You can't go nowhere. You can't do anything without God's permission. And we better get it right. But the word that she said that moved me so was that you can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. So the title of this message is The Holy Spirit. How it engaged with the men and the women of God on up to this day,
yes,
to me right now.
Yes,
God, I thank you and praise you. Say amen. You know, I spoke about Stephen. Stephen didn't care.
Yeah, that's right.
After Israel rejected, resisted the Holy Spirit, the word of God was that you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did. So do you.
Right.
Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute?
That's right.
And they killed those who foretold the coming of the just one,
right,
of whom you know, whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by direction of the angels and have not kept it. Now, look. The people of Israel were rejecting the Holy Spirit.
That's
and the
right.
Pharisees was walking around laughing. And they say, yep, we did. Not knowing, and some of them knowing for sure.
Right.
They have organizations that they call the Masonics. And believe it or not, some of our closest friends, parents, loved ones, are involved in it.
That's right. Say that.
But the truth of the matter is, they reject the Holy Spirit.
Say that, man of God.
They use what they call, how is it said? A part of what that doesn't have any power.
My Lord.
See, the Pharisees did that. They presented themselves as the all-knowing ones.
Oh,
we got somebody that I miss today like that. And they built him with this man up like this today. His name is the Pope. He's the Pope.
My Lord.
They hold him in such esteem. He ain't nothing but ordinary man.
Amen.
He got feelings and issues. Some of them real bad. Through his lineage and his acceptance in certain circles and things that he was is willing to do, they called him the vice regent, the one who goes before you to God. Now, let me tell you why that's wrong. God, when he was hanging on the cross, the storm came, the earth quaked,
my Lord.
Ground opened up,
my Lord.
The curtain in the temple, they rent from down here, didn't they?
Right. Say that better now.
In the highest point, and if I do remember, they said it was 18 cubits in air.
My God.
Now, a cubit, 12.
Wow.
6 inches more is 18 feet. I am almost 6 feet tall. My hand reaches about 7.5, 8. Now look for how much higher your curtain was. They didn't have no ladders to make get up there and do that. Jesus had to do things only to give, just like me, when Lot was, brought up from the dead. There was no question that it was God.
That's it.
And those who rejected God still tried to make it seem as though. But see, God is like this. God will present himself and open up the minds of people to in such a way over a period of time that you can't just come to them with anything no more.
Yeah.
You can't just go to them and say this, that, or the other and think you're going to get over. You know, talking that old, okay, I heard from the Lord. He said, if you come up here and drop $205.13, Your blessing, where you will get a phenomenal blessing in just 3 days.
My.
I'm on TDJ said, you up here shouting and going on, and the Spirit of God said, put, you know, that, some, I mean, that's what the preacher said. You throw that money in there, go home and your husband done left you. You go home, your lights is out. You had the blessing right there. That was the $205 for to pay your light bill. But you decided to throw it in the offering on the false pretense.
Yeah.
See, you can't fool God. You can't fool him. You can't get above him. Because if you get above him, then you are God. He made it such that he created the things that are of a great sort, mountains, trees, large bodies of water, the human heart, the human brain, the mind that encapsulates the brain,
yes,
the spirit that's in us, the life form that, you know, imbibes our system. Could you imagine? He's so great, he did all that, and what Jesus did in that temple, he went to cut the
right.
top down.
Hallelujah.
Now look, God said this. Now look at this quick preach. He said, if I be lifted up, which way am I looking?
Oh, that's right.
I will draw. So he was drawn. Oh, man, he was drawn from over there. The earthquake was there. The people shaking in their boots. Was a soldier. Centurion soldier said.
That's right.
He saw something.
Right.
Over there in the crowd.
Right.
The people. They was hollering, God, oh God. And they were getting beat on and tackled and knocked down. All these different scenes going up. And all that because they hung up
God
on the cross. They put the Spirit of God on the cross. Now look, I come to you, I got cake, I got cookies, all that good sweet stuff. Back then they celebrated with wine and bread.
Yes.
You know, this bread had yeast in it, so it rose. This is risen bread. This wasn't flat bread. Now there was a time for that too. But all these things are celebration in that time. Now see, the new covenant says this. I don't know where in the new covenant where God says we got to drink wine. He even said before he left, he said, look, I will not drink of this cup until I see you anew in heaven.
Yeah.
Now, when we get to heaven, we're going to realize that cup was a symbolic or typology of the Spirit of God because this wine has a spirit in it, and it gives you it alters your mind, your thinking. So God is wise in his pursuits. He don't do nothing for no reason. Everything down to the letters on that daggone pair of drums. One day I'm going to figure out what Mapex means. To Koa, to Aunt B's, to your name, Carolyn. He does all that to indicate something.
Yes.
And it leads. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men.
Amen.
So God is doing things that will lift you. He doesn't give you, he didn't say, get down on the ground, look around. So down there you're going to find your salvation.
My
he said, God. Lift your hands, all ye gates.
That's right.
Lift your head, excuse me, all ye gates.
That's right.
Lift your head, all ye gates, to what? The everlasting? And let the King of Glory come in. So in other words, he's coming from up there.
Hallelujah.
He's not down here. And when he was down here, because they did, they rejected him, they persecuted him. So he said, I got to get on back up. So when Mary went to church, he said, ah,
that's right.
I've not yet risen.
That's right.
When I get up again, you can come and reach for me, and I'll pull you up.
Hallelujah.
See, these are indications. I may not be word for word how it was there, but you live life. We live life on a daily basis. We know when we did wrong in our life. We know when we made some foolish mistakes.
That's right.
And we know that when we did that, we didn't go like this.
Right.
We got down.
That's right.
But God said, lift up your heads, all ye gates. Lift up your head, lift up your head, all ye gates. Boom. Lift up your head, lift up your head. The everlasting doors, them open doors, and let the King of glory come in. Lift up your head, lift up your head, all ye gates. Lift up your heads, lift up your heads, all ye gates. One more time. Lift up your heads, lift up your heads. The everlasting doors, the place of heaven, eternal place. Let the King of glory come. Tell me who is the King of glory. The Lord God Almighty. Tell me who is the King of glory. The Lord God strong and mighty, passing of the battlefield. The King of Israel, the Lord God strong and see, everything is about looking up, lifting up, getting up.
Yes.
You didn't tell a man, lay down. He said, lift up your bed and
that's
walk.
Right. That's right.
I mean, get out of there
right.
And come over here.
That's right.
He was being delivered right there by the very word.
That's right.
The man at the gate called beautiful. Arms for the poor. Alms for the poor.
My Lord.
When Peter walked by, he said, silver and gold have I none, but what I give unto you, huh?
Right.
What I give unto you.
What I have, I
give. Come on now. Yeah. Preach. Come on, preachers in the house. I need help.
Hallelujah. Silver and gold have I none, but what I have,
yeah.
I give unto you in the name of Jesus.
Get up and walk. As he said that, that man's bones are shaking, I guess, and going on because he was down there sitting so long, faking moves. I wonder, what did he want that money for? To get something to eat and what, some little bit of wine so he can get twisted again and broken spirited again and attitude my field again and get back down and start all over again. You know, continuing in that way. But now, my brother, they said, Stephen said, when they heard these things about being stiff-necked, ooh, they might as well call them up. That word that we call people can be real, real men.
My Lord.
These days. I don't know. I wonder if they use them words. Where them words come from? Something to study. He said, Stephen said, now, he didn't do this just on a normal basis. He was full with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was.
He was full. He was convinced right there. See, God came and was looking for someone. Because the Bible says that God does not dwell in places or in a place or a house that's built by hand. Now, that's it. Let's understand that. The church, as we're standing in this building, we call it our church. You know, maybe we got this thing wrong. We tell people to come on to our church when we're supposed to be so convincing as the body embodiment of Christ to the people that they're supposed to want to come where you are. When they get here, you make sure that you treat them with all kinds of love and whatever they need is. You see him bent over and needs a little bit of cleaning up. You may, you know, tap him to come in a minute and take him off and away from the eyes of the people. Because as soon as you want to go over them, they're going to be looking. You do it in such a way that you get that person out of there and you walk them into a place where you and him are alone and you tell them, listen, here. Take this here. Wipe yourself off.
Yeah.
I got some garments here. Can you wear 32 waist? Oh, you lost a little weight. Maybe 28. Can you find something to accord that? If you just got a clean shirt to throw over his clothes, wipe him off, put some of that oil on him, I'm going to let you get, and make him, you know, feel good. The smell will encourage him. Because I ain't never been feeling good when I was dirty. I'm playing sports and I get sweaty, but even then, I'm trying to wipe it off, you know, trying to get that sweat off, you know. You know, you want to be hyped up and smiling, but you ain't, I'm eating dirt to do it. You're trying to build yourself up. You're trying to get yourself hyped up.
Right.
So you take that man out of here, and when he comes back in, them same eyes, if it's hurt when he moves, gonna be set.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened with Jesus when he had lashes in front of him.
My God.
When it's time to say, we don't understand. What can you do? What kind of power are you talking about?
That's right.
Because everybody knew about Lazarus.
That's right.
Well, Mary and them had Channel 5 News, Channel 13, what's that Spanish station? Channel 47? Yeah. All of them. She had the radio stations. Tom joined talking about it. So they knew about Lazarus. They knew about Lazarus. They knew Lazarus was messed up. I mean, his sickness had to be something because everybody was concerned. If you look at the Bible, you got no sin. Lazarus wasn't no king or nothing.
Right.
He wasn't no man of much means. So what was so special about him that everybody knew about him? To the point where the Lord God involved him in the body and made his story special.
My Lord.
Well, again, those Pharisees and Sadducees, those people, you know, in the priesthood of that order.
Yes.
And I hate to compare or relate it to, but it's like the Masonics. It's like the deacon board in the church. There is no fire but just them, and they're all same colored suit coats and ties and badges.
Yes.
And one got a badge on, a couple more badges. One carrying a cane with a ball on shine, you know, like a scepter. I mean, all kinds of things they're doing in these churches, you know, and they're building up pastors and making them be more important than Christ.
That's right.
When God even said about women, he says, you're not to adorn yourself such that you would distract the Spirit of God in the place.
Amen.
But he didn't say you're going to come here looking good, man. You're going to look good.
Amen.
But don't outshine. Thank you. Outshine the Holy Spirit. Don't put on so much so much hairspray that you fall out. Don't put on so much cologne that everybody in the church, they get caught up in the smell. You smell that? I'm like, that. Good stuff. Man, preaching the Sabbath. And the Lord said, they talking about the cologne. They ain't heard what the Lord said.
My Lord.
So, you know, as I'm trying to make it plain again, I'm going to get back to this and go right to the word where Stephen said, as they were stoning him, they started stoning him.
That's right.
They got so upset that they started. And that's a plain old story. Everybody talks about this story. Just like the story of Lazarus and the story of Lot and the story of his wife turning the pillar of salt and the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. They talk about these stories on a constant basis. But I want to get into the meat of it a little bit. Stephen's situation was brought on by God himself.
Yes.
He was accepted of God. You can, like, see, you know, Timmy, when that man told you he touched your hand, you had no knowledge. You had no particular ability of how to deal with those drums. But you had the confidence to get on them and let God work through you. Some days you didn't feel as comfortable as you were now, and some days you did. You felt very comfortable. But then you connected yourself with Sister Carol, and you found yourself feeling what you were doing and making certain moves, and it happened. You, Deborah, when you speak up here and you get in the spirit, you walk around and do wonderful things. I love the movements that you make, because you make some movements. You do some things that, and when your voice cracks like this, you just, oh God. Like that, I know you're seeing something that ain't in the eyesight of anyone here but those who are in faith in the truth.
Thank you.
And you're calling down the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. So Stephen, being one who was in a he was replacement amongst the disciples. So and he's being replaced. He being replacement, he had to prove himself. God saw his heart. He saw the pureness of his heart, the drive in his heart, the strong desire in his heart.
Yes.
And when he spoke out, he told him, "Speak. Anything's going to happen. You don't worry about it." And the reason that you play that keyboard lightly. Amen?
Amen.
Make sure and make your body movement, your spirit, your heart, and your mind movement an election sure.
That's it.
Meaning, it is what you know God told you to do.
Hallelujah.
God, if I ain't never felt something you said, I felt it when you said the Lord told you to get out of there. Now, it doesn't matter if it was another place, but you said that at the time you did, not to encourage us in any way or fashion, but to say that when God says it, you better move.
That's right.
Samson was moving around the Romans, the people of Rome, I think. Philistines. Thank you. Same mindset as your home. Evil on their mind, and just, you know, licentious living and doing things like they think they want, just like they want to do. That's why I always tell you, honey, Tim, if God, think for a minute, think this, give God your everything. At your young age, you got the greatest opportunity, more ever than me and your mommy and everyone else in here. You, the youngest here, have the greatest opportunity. You know why? You know why? Because you haven't experienced the things we've experienced.
Yes, Lord.
So if you acknowledge the Holy Spirit now,
yes.
When those things come upon you, you'll be like,
yes. Amen.
We have been living sacrifice to people we sometimes we don't even know. When we walk into a room, when we drive a car down the highway,
hallelujah.
God can light Samuel, when he was riding on his way to Tarsus. He was on his way to kill up some more Christians. Hallelujah. I forgot the name of the town, but he was on his way. Was it Damascus? On his way to Damascus?
No,
yes. Yeah, now, thank you, Pat. And on his way there, he encounters a light. Now, check this out.
Right.
A light so bright. You've seen lights. You've driven in the sun in your eye, and you said, you can hardly see past that light. This light was so bright that it had enough power in it to knock him off. You're driving your car, you're still moving. You're still trying to see around. And then
relief comes,
the sun goes by the cloud, or you get to at an angle where the sun is on this side. And can see straight again. Every time I do that, I say, "Oh Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, help me, Jesus." You know. And that point, you can have an accident, mess yourself up in the cars with you.
That's right.
If God had intention, none like none other when He went,
yes.
And then embodied Himself in that light.
That's right.
It has, right. You know, I've seen images. So now imagine, you know, you think people are crazy sometimes. You think people are crazy out in the street when they be looking and saying, "Hey, no, don't stop. Why are you doing this to me?" And you look and they say, "Who are you talking to? Who is she talking to?" That 10 times, 20, 30, 40, 100 times over is what y'all experienced.
That's right.
The experience was of such magnitude that he gave up everything he ever was.
That's right.
Turned his life to Jesus.
Did. Yes.
Now you're talking about this Holy Spirit.
Oh God.
It's a holy spirit.
My God.
Not just a spirit. There are many. There are spirits.
Yes.
Spirits are embodied, can embody many things and present themselves on and from other angles. But the Holy Spirit, when it comes into the presence, God knowing our pressure levels.
I got to say it like
he's telling me. If Mary would have moved slightly in her thinking while she was in the presence of God, the light of God, the angel Gabriel came in that light and told her that she was with child.
That's right.
She was, the image that they always show you is her looking up and that light shining down on her.
My God.
That light was the presence of God just enough to draw her attention. Because I'm getting back to this. He said, if I be lifted up, I would draw.
My God.
He was drawing her to him.
Yes.
He wasn't drawn to her. He already knew what she was going to be about.
Yes.
So he had to set it up. He designed it in such a way that even she couldn't believe it. But you know who believed it? You know who believed it?
No.
When she came in contact with Elizabeth, John jumped in her womb.
My Lord.
She says, she made a statement to the point where she was with child, and then you, the presence of God was with her. Let me read this.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Kathy.
My Lord. That's right. That's right.
And she felt it. She knew. I mean, think about it. Not so much the physical eye, but her mind just opened up. God has so many ways. You know, that's why I tell people, please don't do nothing wrong to me because I don't know what God will do to you. I don't have any idea. Don't think of me as something so plain on somebody. You know? That's how you feel like talking. Well, I'm really back and ready to get out the way because when that God comes shooting across that room at him, I don't want to be in the middle of it.
Hallelujah.
The people in Florida right now, tornadoes, hurricanes, winds of hurricane proportion are coming across the island of Hispaniola, which is Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, and then Cuba, and then, Florida is like the Keys and a lot of little islands are down that way. When the hurricane comes and it moves across the area, and it says it's coming directly for a particular source, the winds, they call them tailwinds, like they're like shoot out to other areas, and that power is enough to cause torrential rains and flooding. Because the rain will come down so fast, every bit of water that goes, that's been drawn up, and especially in their area, they're in the area where water is. So if I be lifted up, I will draw. See, God said, I will draw all men unto me. In other words, everything will be drawn to me as I am made, as my presence is made heaven, as my presence becomes, available. Comes into the midst.
My God.
The people in Florida is fleeing. What, they're running and going to stores, buying up everything they can buy, emptying shelves, because they witnessed it before. They witnessed a hurricane way back, I think it was called Dan. You know, tore up Florida. But this one, see what it did. It went across Hispaniola like this and kept going past Florida and went into the Gulf where it started dissipating. But Toby, my son, on the phone this morning said, Dad, they're talking about, he's inside the jail, so he can't see outside, but he knows that they're talking about it. There's all kind of TV shows on every station. So that's one of the things they give you in jail, TV to watch. You're supposed to calm. And they play a little music over the loudspeaker, and that's supposed to keep you calm.
Right.
And you mad because you locked up, you know. And if you feel like getting into that, you go on and watch TV. So now here you watch him saying, hey, you may not make it. The storm is coming through here. So he thought that. And in a case like that, see, remember I said God does things in an unusual manner. Yes. People say God's ways are not our ways. The Lord says his ways are not our ways. His mind is above our mind,
yes,
above our thinking. So the way he does things don't look like what we think it should be done like. So in the midst of all that, he can raise a person's mind to believe in him,
yes,
in a moment. I felt like what Toby was doing. You know, he said something that moved my wife. He said, your brother said, I ain't never want to come back down in the first place. I thought you wanted to go down there, Toby. I said, no, yeah. I never wanted to come back down here. For whatever reason. He said his brother, you know, his brother's wife put him out. Like, she was giving him rah-rahs about being there. And Toby's a very simple spirit. He's not aggressive. He just backed on out, and the funny thing went on with the girl's sister, where the mother was. That's the tailwinds of the hurricane. Hurricane, the tailwinds. Hit him over there. So he finally came to the conclusion he couldn't stay there no more. But the spirit that was coming out of that house hit the sister that was supposed to be dealing with him. It's so funny that when you involve the evidence of the Holy Spirit makes his presence.
Yes.
Please, whatever you're doing, if you got your playing drums, play to the glory of God.
Yes.
If you're keying, play to key. But there may be a time when the wind comes so fast, so strong, that you can't play nothing.
My Lord.
You'd be like mesmerized. You'd be like this.
My God.
Holy Ghost is doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Clearing
God.
Out, as it's clearing out with the wind and the water. And I think I heard the water of the word is what can cleanse you.
Amen.
And that comes from your acceptance of Christ and belief.
My God.
So,
my Lord,
touch not my anointing, my prophet no harm.
Yes.
Please understand that this Holy Spirit that we come in contact with, that we have been blessed to be a part of, been given the unmitigated opportunity to play and to be in His presence. There are people that would pay money that can't, they don't care. Say, how much does this cost? And Jesus said, give away everything you have.
Hallelujah.
Come on, follow me. I can imagine what he's thinking. He says, well, it's been a long time to get this money. Well, I sit up under my mom and papa till they died and they left it to me. You can't just throw it away. That's all right. I go back to my drunkenness, my whoremongering, or whatever.
My Lord.
And take that as my life. But God says that he's coming for all that. You're blessed. And the blessing is that you are in his acceptance. He is accepting you. See, God draws us to him by the power of his spirit.
Yes, Lord.
His Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
You don't do it with no tainted spirit.
Right.
But why are we so drawn to Timothy, in the book of Timothy? Hallelujah. I'm going to close it this. I know I'm getting close to the time here. In the book of 2 Timothy, Paul was telling Timothy, he says, 2 Timothy 1, and what you read in 2 Timothy, it was 1 and 13, which he says that good things which are committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you.
Yes.
See, those things that you have been given in goodness and of a blessed state, keep them by the dwelling of the Holy Spirit in you. Don't let that spirit go away from you. You have to ask God. Please don't take your spirit away from you, Lord. And he'll give you a succession of things to do.